Time for us to talk some baseball. And to do that, we get on the telephone line and welcome in Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe. Hi there, Pete.
Rich, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks for making some time for us here on a Red Sox off day today. What have you thought of spring training so far?
Well, you know, it's actually been a lot better than I thought it was going to be, at least from a sports writer standpoint. We got a chance to talk to some players in person and have a few conversations in person with some of the coaches and Alex Cora. And I have been able to see the workouts from behind the backstop, which is a big improvement where we were in the regular season last year. So, yeah, it's been productive. We've been able to, you know, get some things done here.
Excellent. Now, as for the team, another rough outing from Garrett Richards yesterday. And as you pointed out, we saw a bit of a contrast yesterday with Richards up against a guy in Charlie Morton that perhaps the Red Sox could have had.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of talk in the industry last when the offseason started that Charlie Morton made a lot of sense for the Red Sox. He had a good relationship with Alex Cora. He was a guy who was looking for a short-term contract, and the Red Sox were obviously a team in need of starting pitching. But the Braves worked very quickly and signed him in November, and the Red Sox waited well into the offseason to make most of their moves and ended up with Garrett Richards. And one spring training game in March doesn't mean a whole lot, but when you see Charlie Morton just kind of slicing up the Red Sox lineup for three innings, and Richards, who was supposed to go three, only going two because of a very long first inning, you know, you do wonder, you know, at what point are the Red Sox, you know, some teams are looking for players who they know are going to be good, and the Red Sox are kind of taking some moves or making some moves that they hope will pay off, but they can't really be sure.
Good first outing from Matt Barnes. Who do you think ends up as the closer?
You know, that's one of those positions where who that is on opening day often changes over the course of the season several times.
Right.
I think about 2013 a lot when Brandon Workman wasn't even invited to spring training by the Red Sox and he was getting big outs in the eighth inning of the World Series. So you don't know how that's going to change over the course of time. I mean, to me, Barnes makes a lot of sense. He's done it before. It's a role I think he's well suited for when you look at his stuff. And it's certainly one that he wants to do. Adam Ottavino, who would seem to be the only other logical choice, has really not been a closer much in his career, kind of been a setup guy. He's certainly not a specialist, but I think he's sort of temperamentally suited for that role. So, you know, Alex Cora could go a couple different ways. Maybe there's somebody out there that you know, he's envisioning who's never done it before who he thinks will be great at it. I don't know. And I think, also there are some young guys in your organization you can see developing into that over the course of time. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody like Nick Pivetta, who's probably going to start the year in the rotation, he might end up over time making more sense as a closer, given his stuff and other players who will move into the rotation over the course of time. So my guess would be Barnes to start the year, but who knows what it'll be in September.
Some bad news for one of the Red Sox prospects, young Brian Mata. Looks like a UCL injury. Is he headed for surgery?
No, not right now. At least that's what the Red Sox are saying. They feel like it's the kind of thing that can be rehabbed with rest and treatment, and they're hopeful that he won't need surgery. And there are certainly degrees of tears within the UCL, and doctors don't want to have somebody go through Tommy John surgery unless they absolutely have to. And now that the Red Sox tried this with Chris Sale last year, that didn't work. He ended up coming to spring training and then having a full tear and needed the surgery. But it's, you know, a lot of people said to me at the time, well, why didn't they just have Sale get the surgery in 2019 when he was first hurt? And the issue was it wasn't a full tear. And Tommy John surgery is very commonplace, but, you know, it's not like going to get your oil changed. It's a pretty significant surgery. I mean, they literally take a ligament out of your leg and put it in your elbow. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's not something you want to mess around with.
We're talking with Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe here on Downtown. Should fans be at all concerned about Xander Bogaert's shoulder?
I don't think so. He hasn't played yet, but they've only played six games, and I think he's, you know, he knows what he needs to do to get ready. He's starting to swing a bat. He's going to get more involved in the workouts this week, probably DH by the weekend, and that gives him plenty of time to get the reps he needs at shortstop and get his at-bats. I don't think shortstop is much of a big deal as just getting some at-bats just to kind of get back in the form that he wants. But Xander has been doing it for a while, and I'm sure come opening day, unless there's some kind of setback, he'll be fine.
Red Sox picked up a veteran Danny Santana. They also added Marwin Gonzalez. They've got a lot of these guys that have some versatility. How important is that to the team?
Well, when you look at their outfield, I think it's really important because right now the only, I think, everyday outfielder that they have is Alex Verdugo. Hunter Renfro has been a platoon guy his whole career. Frenchy Cordero has been a guy who's been on the injured list more than the roster over the course of his career. So they're going to need people to play in the outfield. And Santana's a guy who can do that. And certainly Kike Hernandez is a guy who can do that. Marwin Gonzalez is a guy who can do that. Now, Santana's coming off of elbow surgery in December. And at the time, they said they thought it would take until late March for him to be ready. So it wouldn't surprise me if you were to start the season either on the injured list or in AAA or, I guess, what would be the alternate site again this year for at least a month. So he, I think, is looked at more as a depth option at this point and probably not an opening day option.
How important is this spring training for Michael Chavis?
Well, yeah, I think it's certainly going to be an interesting one for him because with the additions that they've made, he's not guaranteed a spot. And they've got several guys who can play second base. They've got several guys who can play first base. I don't know that he fits in the outfield. He certainly doesn't fit at third base anymore with Rafael Devers there. So he's you know, the Red Sox could put him in the minors and wait and see how some of these other guys play out. And anytime you have a new general manager, he's certainly not beholden to players that he didn't draft. And Chavis obviously was taken in the previous administration. And Bloom's coming in with his own set of what he values in players and kind of what he wants to do going forward. And it'll be interesting to see where Chavis fits into that. And he certainly hasn't helped himself. He hasn't hit very much other than since the first couple of months that he got called up 2 years ago. Since then, it's been a struggle for him. And, he's at a point where he really needs to prove himself.
And what's the status on Bobby Dalbec? Will he be a starter?
I think he's going to be the opening day first baseman, yeah. And if you're sitting out in right center or right field, I think you have a good chance of getting a ball. he's been a really impressive hitter so far in spring training. They're playing the same teams kind of over and over again. They changed the schedule so that there's less travel. So the Sox are playing the Twins and the Rays and the Braves. I think it's 8 or 9 times in spring training. And we've been to Minnesota's park twice, and he's hit 3 home runs to almost the same spot in right center. And all of them are 420-foot plus. So this is a young guy with some considerable power. I think he's going to be a good first baseman. And for somebody, who's only had that brief major league experience last year, the Sox are putting a lot on their shoulders.
Obviously, if he performs, if Devers and Martinez bounce back and do what's expected of them, is there any reason to think that this team, I mean, they're not a World Series team, but can they at least compete and be obviously more interesting than last year's team?
Well, I can't imagine it could be less interesting, that's for sure. And when you look at last year, they ended up 5th in the American League in runs scored, which is probably a surprise to a lot of people. But they did have a good offense, and it was the pitching that really let them down, I think, both in the rotation and in the bullpen. So they're going to score runs. I think they're going to score even more runs this year with J.D. Martinez having a better year and Devers probably having a more consistent year and so many additions they've made. It's really going to come down to what their rotation looks like. And can Eduardo Rodriguez give them 30 starts? Can Chris Sale come back at midseason and maybe give them 10 or 12 starts? Is Garrett Richards a reliable starter? Are they got a lot of it. Can Martin Perez stay in the rotation for the whole season? Are there guys who work in the organization who can help them in the rotation? That's, I think, what will ultimately determine how good they are, not so much the offense. I think the Sox will score runs. It's just going to be a question of, do they have to score 5 or do they have to score 8?
Has it been a pretty easy transition back into the managerial job for Alex Cora?
Yeah, like he never left. It's all the same. For those of us who spend a lot of their days transcribing what the manager says, a lot of the same words, a lot of the same phrases, same kind of emotion. He's a guy who wears his heart on his sleeve and he lets you know what he thinks. And it's been, considering everything that he's been through, and it was of his own making to be certain. He's tunneled right back into the job.
Pete Abraham covers the Red Sox for the Boston Globe. But Pete, we appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. Enjoy your time there, and we'll check in again with you soon.
You bet. Thanks, Rich.
Pete Abraham talking Sox here on Downtown.